this time in this morning, but something else came out. So I have it now, and I just wanted to recite it because it's got some got kind of a set of images in it related to the heart. So this is Miroslav Volov. What the heart is like. Officially, the heart is oblong, muscular, and full of longing. But anybody who has painted the heart knows that it is also sometimes spiked like a star, or bedraggled like a stray dog at night, or powerful like an archangel's drum, or cube-shaped like a draftsman's dream, gaily round like a ball in a net, or thin like a line, or an explosion, and in it is only a river, a weir, and one tiny fish. At first sight, hardly noticeable, and by no means golden, more a grey, jealous blood. Anybody who has painted the heart knows at first they had to discard their spectacles.
So, Paramananda, you need to unmute yourself. I'm afraid something's happened.
The heart is oblong, muscular, and full of longing. But anybody who has painted the heart knows that it is also spiked like a star, or bedraggled like a stray dog at night, or powerful like an archangel's drum, cube-shaped like a draftsman's dream, or gaily round like a ball in a net, or thin like a line, or an explosion. And in it is only a river, a weir, and at most, one small fish, hardly noticeable at first sight, and by no means golden, more a grey, jealous loach. Anyone who has painted a heart knows at first he had to discard his spectacles, put away his fine point pencil, graph paper, and for a long time walked outside. Just dropping the pelvis and releasing the legs. Releasing the head upward. Sensibly, spine connecting the pelvis to the skull. And using the breath, finding the heart at the heart of you. For those of you who wish, we will be put into a random group now, and I have half an hour.